coffee drinking is down in America. Adult Americans are actually drinking less coffee than they once did. I was surprised to learn that. To me, coffee is a necessity. I couldn't imagine drinking less. You know those jingles they use in coffee commercials? I believe them.
Sun is up, a new day's breaking. Can't wait for your eggs and bacon. Morning wouldn't be the same.
Morning wouldn't be the same. Neither would I. As far as I'm concerned, coffee drinking is a regular part of the day. I use it to wake me up, to keep me alert, and then to relax after dinner. Americans just feel that way about their coffee.
Something warm and wet, that's all. Yeah. Something to go with a donut or something to, you know, wash down your breakfast.
I don't drink it at home. I just drink it here. Once in the morning, once in the afternoon, once come back and go.
But to a lot of us, it becomes something more, I suppose. Is it a matter of getting hooked on the caffeine or just a love affair with the coffee break? Whatever it is, it affects a lot of Americans.
15 cups.
15 cups a day?
Yeah.
Why do you drink that much?
I love it.
You face the morning cool. You need a caffeine rise. You brew a pot that's bold.
In fact, American importers brought more than 1,149,000 tons of green coffee beans into this country last year. Yet the importers and the roasters aren't happy. The National Coffee Association in New York has learned coffee drinking has dropped considerably in the past 20 years. Spokesman David Kuhnert.
Peak consumption year was 1962, and the cups per day per person was 3.12. In 1982, cups per day was 1.90.
I used to drink an awful lot of ice. I used to drink 10, 15 cups a day, but I just cut it out, and then I started drinking it again. Now I'm only up to about 2 cups a day.
So what has replaced coffee in our drinking habits? Tea? Herbal tea? Postum? No, says Kuhnert.
What has replaced it? If people give it up, what have they come back with in its stead? Well, soft drinks is probably the most popular beverage in a number of areas and has replaced coffee.
That's right, soft drinks, soda, tonic. So the National Coffee Association has planned a massive $24 million campaign to push the use of coffee. The ads will be on the radio and television this fall, aimed at those soft drink users.
The focus of the advertising will be at the young adult, 20 to 30. Let's say.
So that's the strategy. That's the challenge the coffee people have to find a way to undo the Pepsi generation and turn them into percolator people.
Morning seemed to start out better. You seem to go much better.
When you start usually one in the afternoon and one at night, at least.
And on the percolator, and it's gonna be nice.
Meantime, back at the National Coffee Association, an organization employing 9 people, I was wondering, do they have to bring a thermos bottle with them in the morning?
Coffee comes with the job.
Okay, you don't have to chip in and pay for it. You don't have a coffee machine, you stick dimes in.
Oh, we have a coffee machine in here. We have some very good coffee.
But what kind do you drink?
Everybody's coffee.
Everybody's extremely diplomatic. And how much do you drink?
I drink...
My thanks to Tom Bergeron and The Clatch for excerpts from their 1981 song, Marty Feldman Eyes. This is Mike Hickox. Warm it up? Sure. Thanks.